Well-being, the five essential elements. Authors, Tom Rath and Jim Harder. True well-being. Well-being is all the things that are important to how we think about and experience our lives. It is about a combination of our love for what we do each day, the quality of our relationships, the security of our finances, the vibrancy of our physical health, and the pride we take in what we have contributed to our communities. Most importantly, it's about how these five elements interact. 1. Career well-being. It's about liking what you do every day. 2. Social well-being. It's about having strong relationships and love in your life. 3. Financial well-being. It's about effectively managing your economic life. 4. Physical well-being. It's about having good health and enough energy to get things done on a daily basis. 5. Community well-being. It's about the sense of engagement you have with the area where you live. Although these elements are universal, people take different paths to increasing their individual well-being. While the things that motivate us differ greatly from one person to another, the outcomes do not. Career well-being. People usually underestimate the influence of their career on their overall being. If you don't do something you enjoy, your well-being in other areas diminishes rapidly. Much of your social time will be spent worrying or complaining about your undesirable job. And this causes stress, taking a toll on your physical health. While you might think that people with high career well-being spend too much time working at the expense of their relationships, they actually take more time to enjoy life, have better relationships, don't take things for granted, and love what they do each day. What you spend your time doing each day shapes your identity. The lack of regular social contact and the daily boredom might be more damaging to your well-being. Engaged workers, happiness, and interest throughout the day are higher. They are less prone to anxiety and depression than those who are disengaged. Conversely, stress levels are higher for disengaged workers. Role of managers and leaders. While most of us don't get to choose our boss, we often overlook the profound impact this relationship has on our engagement at work, our physical health, and our overall well-being. If you take something to your supervisor or manager and he doesn't listen or care, you begin to stop caring too. And then the quality of the product or service suffers. If you lead or manage people, your actions have a direct impact on the well-being of others. When leaders decide to improve employees' well-being, they create more engaging places to work and greater returns for the organization. But when leaders ignore employees' well-being, they erode the confidence of those who follow them and limit the organization's ability to grow. Enjoying workdays. The rough transition from a good weekend to a bad weekday takes a physical toll as well. Studies show that surges in cortisol levels, a stress hormone, are necessary to trigger our fight or flight response when we're in danger. That's why in the transition from a leisurely weekend to a stressful weekday in a workplace where we're not engaged might damage our bodies in the process. For engaged workers, a day at work might be slightly more stressful than the weekend, but that is offset by normal levels of happiness and even more interest when they're at work. However, disengaged workers live for the weekend and dread the workday. Using your strengths. One of the essentials to having fun at work is getting the opportunity to use your strengths and do things that fit your interests every day. Compared to those who don't know what they do best, people who have the opportunity to use their strengths are more engaged in their jobs and have an excellent quality of life. People who use their strengths can enjoy a full 40-hour work week, while those who don't have a chance to use their strengths regularly get burned out after just 20 hours of work per week, and their energy deteriorates rapidly. You are not immune from getting exhausted and stressed out, even if you have a job you love. Social well-being. Relationships shape our expectations, desires, and goals. Emotions spread quickly from one person to the next. When you see a happy friend, this makes you feel better. Or if you have a frustrating meeting late in the day, your emotional state will transfer to your spouse when you get home. Because we tend to synchronize our moods with people around us, our emotions influence one another throughout the day. People with thriving social well-being have several close relationships that help them achieve, enjoy life, and be healthy. They are surrounded by people who encourage their development and growth. They deliberately spend time investing in their social networks, and they make time for gatherings and trips that strengthen these relationships even more. As a result, they have successful relationships which give them positive energy on a daily basis. Close relationships are good for our psychological health because they serve as a buffer during tough times, which in turn improves our cardiovascular functioning and decreases stress levels. Investing in these mutual relationships will lead to even higher levels of well-being. Impact of social connections. Our social connections influence our habits, behaviors, and health. It's easy to see how peer pressure has cut smoking rates in half over the last few decades. Over time, our diets and exercise habits mimic those of our friends. So the people we surround ourselves with might have more influence on our health than our family history does. Friendship at work. Having a best friend at work is a more powerful indicator of workplace outcomes than simply having a friend, or even a good friend. Those who have a best friend at work are more likely to be engaged in their jobs, are better at engaging customers, produce higher quality work, have higher well-being, and are less likely to get injured on the job. Each additional close friendship you have contributes to your life and daily experiences. Researchers show that people who have at least 3 or 4 close friendships are healthier, have higher well-being, and are more engaged in their jobs. But the absence of any close friendships can lead to boredom, loneliness, and depression. Financial well-being. Money may not buy happiness, but it's hard to be happy if you cannot meet your basic needs. Money is important because it buys food for people, puts a roof over their heads, and pays for their healthcare and daily enjoyment and comfort. People with thriving financial well-being are satisfied with overall standard of living. They manage their finances well to create financial security. This eliminates stress caused by debt and helps build financial reserves. They have the financial freedom to spend even more time with the people whose company they enjoy most. One study shows that spending on oneself doesn't boost well-being. However, spending money on others does. People who spend money on a gift for someone else or who give it to charity experience a significant boost in well-being. Physical well-being. The short-term choices we can make have a long-term effect on our overall physical health. The positive and negative decisions accumulate over the years and shape our lives. When we adopt healthy habits and make smart lifestyle choices about diet, exercise, and sleep, we feel better, have more energy, look better, and live longer. Given the influence that our genes have, it's easy to feel as if that a lot of our health is beyond our control. However, a new research reveals that we might be able to control the expression of our genes. So even if you have a gene that predisposes you to a chronic disease, there are things you can do to control the expression of that gene. We might even be able to influence what is passed along to the next generation. Scientists discovered that genes aren't the only way biological traits are passed down through generations. Some events during our lifetime can be passed down onto our future generations. Exercise boosts our mood. One of the primary reasons people exercise regularly is because it makes them feel better about themselves and their appearance, and it boosts their confidence. People who exercise at least 2 days a week are happier and have less stress. A recent experiment revealed that 20 minutes of exercise can improve our mood for several hours after we finish working out. Regular exercise can control cholesterol, low blood pressure, prevent type 2 diabetes, keep weight off, keep bones healthy, prevent certain types of cancers, strengthen the immune system, improve depression and anxiety, and help us sleep. In addition to the short-term effect of boosting our mood, exercising reduces stress and increases energy and stamina. A good night's sleep. Getting a good night's sleep clears our stressors from the day before. Even if we have a bad day, getting a sound night of sleep gives us a fresh start on the next day. It also boosts our energy and well-being throughout the day. Fewer than 7 hours of sleep threatens your immune system. Sleep serves a large purpose than simply keeping us well-rested. Our brains are extraordinarily active when we are asleep, and our learning accelerates while we are sleeping. In fact, we learn and make connections more effectively when we are asleep than we do when we are awake. Each night of sleep allows our brain to process what we learned the day before. As a result, we are more likely to remember what we learned if we get a good night's sleep. Community well-being. Once you have a basic sense of security, the next level of community well-being is living in an area that suits your personality, family, interests, and other pursuits. One of the most important factors people care about is aesthetics, which includes beautiful places and the availability of parks and playgrounds. However, just living in the right place isn't enough to create a thriving community well-being. This requires active involvement in social groups or community organizations. Such involvement helps us make a connection with a wider network of friends. The joy of giving. Giving back to society may be what differentiates an exceptional life from a good one. Donating money results in a greater return for our well-being than buying material goods for ourselves. Scientists discovered that the regions of the brain that are activated when we receive money glow even brighter when we give money. These reactions in the brain help us plan into the future, feel emotionally closer to others, and give us a sense of reward after a behavior, which reinforces that behavior, making it more likely that we will do the same thing again. We often get a sense of joy from giving a meaningful gift to a loved one, but the greatest and most valuable gift is our time. When we do things for others, we see how we can make a difference. How we spend our time. While these 5 essential elements of well-being represent a comprehensive evaluation of our lives as a whole, our daily experience is another important issue. Momentary experiences accumulate and shape our lives, and it's within these daily experiences that we begin to create a real behavioral change. Changing our daily routine, a little, can have a big impact on the quality of each day. Considering the effect of career well-being on our physiology, managers and leaders need to think more consciously about the impact that they have on each employee's well-being. And given the amount of time we spend at work, there may be more opportunity to increase our daily well-being in this area than in any other domain.